Chemically speaking, on This Moment of Science, we usually think of communication as involving words or gestures. In fact, chemicals are used by both animals and plants to communicate all the time. Chemicals usually carry messages from one part to another within the same plant or animal, but sometimes the messages go from one individual to another. When you get a sudden scare, your mind sends a chemical message to the heart telling it to speed up. Other chemicals cause hair to start growing when a child reaches a certain age. Pheromones, chemicals given off by some animals to attract mates, are examples of chemical messages that work between individuals. Most chemical messages take the form of protein. One reason is that protein molecules occur in an almost endless variety of forms, each with slightly different properties. And just as you can express more ideas with a larger vocabulary, a plant or animal can send more messages with a larger variety of chemicals. But like other sorts of communication, the protein message has to be received as well as sent. When one of these messages reaches its destination, the protein interacts with a unique receptor site in the heart, the hair follicle, or in whatever organ it was sent to. In many cases, a messenger protein and a receptor have evolved together and only interact with each other. In other cases, several proteins can interact with the same receptor to produce the same effect. Next time, we'll look at how plants send out protein messages with their pollen to help identify other plants of the same species, and how the same messages produce a runny nose in some people. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.